Hi everyone, this is just, it's a special episode. We just wanted to get an announcement out there just about the future of the show.
Big announcement. Huge.
Yeah, Mike and I have been talking about, you know, what we're doing, where we're going, and just, you know, what we want out of stuff. And we just wanted to let you all know that this will be the last podcast we're going to release on Spotify.
Well played. Yes, the Waiting for Doom feed will no longer be available on Spotify. We're not actually cancelling anything for those of you that just had a minor freak out. Well played, Paul. Well played. Given certain recent actions that you would no doubt be aware of by Spotify, Paul and I have discussed this, and we no longer feel comfortable aligning ourselves with that platform. After recent choices of theirs and recent actions. Yeah.
Profiting on death through lies. That's what I... No, well, yeah. I mean, we have no illusions that this will make a difference to anyone, but, I mean, just as a personal statement from us, you know, yeah, we don't need Spotify. You know, we're apologies to anyone who listens to us through Spotify, but we'll be everywhere else. In fact, we'll be in more places than we were last week because, Mike's been ticking the boxes on the feed distributor.
Ticking the boxes. I've had Wilfred and our people contact other people, and so people have been contacted and stuff. So, we might not be on Spotify any longer, but we will be we are on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Podbean, Stitcher Radio. And soon we will also be available on Amazon Music and TuneIn and any other podcatcher that we may have missed and that we may possibly not be aware of. Waiting for Doom, the show and the feed, will be available for a long time on various other platforms, just not Spotify.
You may hear us in some of the smaller supermarket chains as you're doing your shopping.
Coles Radio.
smaller. Between the...
Oh, all right. IGA Radio in between the hits of the 80s. Oh my God. Now look. Some people might go, oh, you're just, you know, creating an echo chamber or a bubble chamber, whatever you want to call it. And look, if people have differing views about certain worldwide, I don't know, pandemics or whatever, that's their choice. I don't feel comfortable being on the same platform as someone who, even though they themselves say that they're not personally spreading misinformation, they are enabling people to spread misinformation. And they... You know, they're playing, oh, but what about both sides? Yeah, fuck off. So that's part of the reason why we won't be available on Spotify anymore. Have I said that enough times that we won't be on Spotify any longer, do you think, Paul?
As I put it the other day, Spotify? Not if I am in charge. And I'm not in charge. We're a co-op. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, we are proudly woke as fuck and happy. So.
Yep. WAF. There was a song about that, wasn't it? Was that WAF?
Oh. WAF.
Oh, that was WAP. Sorry. Sorry. Anyway, as you were. So that's the big announcement. We'll be everywhere else, just not that one platform. And to be honest, yeah, it might not make a dent in our listenership if it does. I wish you well on your journey forward through life, but if you stick with us, we love you and we appreciate your support and you tuning into our shenanigans.
Yeah, and honestly, there are that many things that you can protest at the moment and drop out of, but we thought this was a really important one, so, you know, yeah.
And interestingly enough, Paul and I had this thought of taking this action separately before we even got in touch with each other about it.
Yeah.
So we're definitely on the same wavelength in regards to this recent activity by Spotify. So, yay us.
Vulcan mind meld.
Yeah. Woke as fuck mind meld. Baff meld. I love when I'm baffed. Waffle. Kid. No. I'm waffling. Anyway.
Take your hand off my temple.
I
it's
think
weird.
We've got the when We're not even in the same room, dude. Anyway, yeah, I think that's been this message. Do you have anything else to say on the subject, Paul, before we sign off with this very important message?
No. Thank you for listening to us. We love you all. Really appreciate your support over the years. And, you know, we'll do our best to keep entertaining you, or just keep doing what we're doing and letting you listen, if it's the bare minimum. Yes, but thank you, everyone. Have a lovely time wherever you are, doing whatever you do.
Enjoy whatever you're doing right now. We will be back in the very near future with an actual proper episode of something. I'm trying to get Paul on board with my Disney OCD podcast idea now that he's seen Encanto, and we haven't even discussed it yet, so I can't pull scores out of him yet. But one day.
Wow.
What about Michael, though? Anyway, I better stop singing before I get another infringement strike. We will catch you all again soon on a program somewhere on the Waiting for Doom feed. Thanks, guys.
Bye.